The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Tuesday, the 11th of April, and I am sitting here with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office. And we have a whole host of subjects to cover this morning. But first, I want to welcome Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure.
No, you've got nothing? How about now? No, Janet, at all. Oh, dear.
We have to fix that right away. Is that better, Joe?
Does that work? Oh. Okay, getting a little bit better. There you go.
Okay,
so good morning, Al, and a very pleasant good morning to our listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
And it is a beautiful day. The sun is out. We don't have any rain this morning, so we look forward to having the shoppers come in and take advantage of some great, great specials that we are running in honor of the holidays. Now, we're very fortunate to be doing business with a lot of great manufacturers. And these manufacturers understand our philosophy of business. The philosophy that I have in business, as it has been done for many, many years in a previous store that I own called Tunney's, to offer the everyday low prices on a continual basis. We're not trying to fool you by raising prices and giving you a special. We're not trying to fool you by having empty shelves with nothing to sell. We're not trying to fool you by having a store that's not well kept. But we want to do it the right way. And we've been able to do it the right way with a great staff that we have here at Save-A-Lot. And it's headed up by a team of managers, Anita Arabia, Kyle Zant, and my stepson, Adam Lehman. In addition to a whole host of people that are known in the industry with years and years of experience. I'm speaking about Tom Barnes, Sally Obamako, Randy Feldman, Dorothy Legend, Scott Kelvin, and many other people that are part of the staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So we want to give to you the best of everything. And the best of everything that we can do for you is give you great service and everyday low prices. And that's what we are here for, everyday low prices. And I want to review with the listeners some of these fantastic specials that we've been able to get from the manufacturers that we do business with. They give us an allowance. We pass that allowance on to you. And some of the great specials that we are running right now, I want you to either write them down or try and remember them, or re-listen to the show on our website, which is www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and we have all the radio shows archived, so you're able to go back and listen intently to every show that you may have missed. But the products that we're featuring, and these are featured at 50% off our everyday low price. This is not a figure that we pull out of the air. We sell products below the normal manufacturer suggested retail. These particular lines were giving you 50% off those everyday low prices. So this is a great time to stock up, especially if you are a snowbird and you're heading up north or out west or any other place that you may be from that you're going back home to, or if you live locally and you want to just stock up on some products that you use on a regular basis, this is a great time to do it. So let me review with you the different lines that we are running at 50% off our everyday low prices. Adora Therapy, which is a line of essential oils, which people use on a regular basis, and these come in a spray form, so it makes it really, really easy for people to use. We have the line of Vitamir, a line of outstanding supplements that are condition-specific for different areas of the body. We have Super Nutrition, a line of vitamins and supplements geared toward people of different ages. And they produce, or these products have been produced by Super Nutrition for over 30 years. Then we have the line of Natrol, who many of you may be familiar with. I think, Jenna, we use the expression, my favorite multi. They coined that many, many years ago. So that's the Natrol line of products. Then we have a line called Gensudic Herbs, which are part of Nature's Answer. And if you know Nature's Answer, they make some quality products and have been doing so for many years. So the Gensudics line of herbs. Then we have the Envision Silver 100, which has been around the industry for well over 20 years, which has proven time and time again how strong it is and how beneficial it is to people that are in need to use it either internally or externally. Then we also have a line of probiotics, Renew Life, a national company that has been around for many, many years. We have a line that's probably from $5 billion up to $100 billion. And the entire line of Renew Life probiotics, these are refrigerated, are 50% off. And if you do decide to pick up a Renew Life probiotic, we'll be more than happy to give you an ice pack to take home with you to keep it nice and secure in a cold fashion with the ice pack. Then there are a couple of personal care items. We have Body Verde, which is a line of personal care skin products, Jeffrey James, and one of my favorite lines, which we just got a release on today to be able to offer this to you at 50% off, and that's the Bass, B-A-S-S, brush line, which includes probably a variety of somewhere around 70 different brushes that you can use from the baby on up to adults and for pets. So the entire Bass brush line of brushes and combs and hair utensils are all at 50% off.
Can
so,
I jump in here and make a suggestion
by
to
all means.
Some listeners? The Bass brushes, there is a strong bristle, natural bristle brush that is particularly appropriate for people to do dry skin brushing. So before you get into the shower in the morning, you start with the soles of your feet and work your way up to the heart. Start with the palms of your hands, work your way up your arms, and again, move toward the center of your chest, your heart, and you do short, brisk strokes. You don't have to push very deep because what you're doing is moving lymph fluid, and the lymph vessels are just beneath the skin, so you don't have to push hard. All you have to do is stimulate that lymph fluid movement. Remember, the lymph system does not have a pump like your blood circulatory system, so dry skin brushing is an absolutely incredibly efficient way to detoxify. And the other benefit of that, doing that before you get into the shower in the morning, it is so energizing. So if people are feeling a little fatigued, maybe a little less than energized to start their day, I highly recommend some dry skin brushing. It takes maybe a minute to 2 minutes, doesn't take long at all, and the benefits are dramatic and felt very quickly as well.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jenna, because if memory serves me correctly, that was one of their first products that came to marketplace more than 20 years ago. So it has been proven effective, as you pointed out, for skin brushing. So I'm glad that the listeners took advantage of that message you just gave them.
Okay, and that's dry skin. So before you get into the shower in the morning.
Now, I know you have a lot on your plate to speak about with respect to conditions and how it relates to good health. So where would you like to start first?
Well, I was very, very happy to see an article with regard to sugar in one of the weekly publications that I receive. And The headline is, many experts believe that sweetened foods have caused a global health crisis. And I want to kind of tie it in with something that I believe to be the biggest health fraud perpetrated on the American public.
A conspiracy?
Well, misleading information from the medical community, from industrial perspective. And what I'm talking about is, unfortunately, so many people have come to the conclusion that it is cholesterol that is causing their heart disease and circulatory disease, the very significant increase with regard to degenerative disease, cancer, very significant increase globally with regard to diabetes. And so people have been taking or been told by their physicians to take cholesterol-lowering drugs, that you need to get your cholesterol down below the 200 mark, and that across the board, that's the number every person should aim for, under 200 with their cholesterol levels. And that does not factor in the attention that should be paid to HDL cholesterol. They are not told that the LDL cholesterol is produced in response to inflammation in their bodies. What causes that inflammation? In my opinion, a lot of the highly sweetened processed foods, and certainly the addictive type drinks that people are consuming that are going to raise not only their blood sugar levels, but they're going to raise triglyceride levels. And what are the medical community practitioners suggesting with those elevated triglyceride levels? Take your cholesterol-lowering medication. When people have elevated blood pressure, what do the doctors suggest? Watch your sodium intake, no more salt, low-salt diet, but they don't ever say no sugar. And sugar will raise your blood pressure faster than sodium. There's no question that salt-sensitive people out there are going to have a blood pressure response to salt in their diet, but everybody's going to have a response to sugar in their diet.
Well, sugar seems to be the major issue with almost all illnesses, Janet, as you pointed out. And the conspiracy theory, I think, holds true, because who controls what is said to the public? You're talking about...
Okay, but...
Our government, the FDA, is saying that sugar is not bad for you. How many doctors recommend sugar to patients who have cancer because it's a way for them to put on weight? It's going on every day of the week. So the message is being brought to the public by people in authority. And the sugarcane manufacturers who are, let's say, lobbying for strong initiatives to have people use sugar are paying off the people who work for us in the government. So where does it stop?
Well, when we come back from this short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, I'll talk to you about some of the initiating factors with regard to how the American public has been misled regarding sugar. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great-tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we reviewed some of the big specials going on here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We are open today until 8 o'clock, as we are the rest of the week, from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Saturday, we are open from 9 to 6. We are closed on Sunday, and we do want to take the opportunity now to wish all of our listeners that celebrate the holiday of Easter, which is upcoming on Sunday, to have a joyous Easter and a holiday that people can bond together.
Or be sugar-fueled.
Well, that could be also, which I know we're going to get into. But the holiday, I think, is important for bonding with family and friends. And that's what, in my opinion, is what holidays are all about. And that's one of the reasons why, if we were open on Sunday, we'd still close because of the holiday of Easter. And the next holiday we are closing, by the way, is going to be Memorial Day, which is in the month of May, which comes on a Monday. But we'll notify you about all the holidays that we are closed for, and I believe the number is eight holidays a year that we are closed. Anyway, we were speaking about sugar consumption, and we know that the average person today consumes over 150 pounds of sugar, whether it be hidden or whether it be actual sugar that they put into their coffee, whether they drink in their sodas, or whether they put on their food. However they ingest it, it's causing them a great deal of harm. And they may not realize it because our government has done nothing to dissuade them from using sugar.
What about the medical community?
Well, that's a whole other area.
Where does the government come into telling us what we can eat and can't eat?
Well, all the lobbyists are telling us or telling the government what they should or shouldn't say. So the FDA, which is the arm of the government that is supposed to watch over everybody, now takes messages from the pharmaceutical industry and other big businesses. So we're dealing with in my opinion, a total conspiracy.
Okay. So I'm going to go to dietitians. And where do the dietitians get their education? They get their education in medically oriented colleges and universities, and it's the dietitians that have been saying, watch out for your fat, don't eat fat, watch out trans fats, oh my goodness, trans fats, oh don't eat eggs, they have cholesterol in them. And so it isn't the fat and the cholesterol that is contributing to heart disease. And so here are the nutritionists. I say the nutritionists are an endangered species because the state of Florida has essentially made it impossible for a nutritionist to bring medically unencumbered information to the population. The only way that you can give nutrition information to the public now is to be a registered dietitian. And what do registered dietitians do? They tell you how many calories to eat, how to break down those calories, protein, carbohydrates, fiber, fats, and so on. And the truth of the matter is it's the nutritionists that have been pointing the finger at sugar, talking about don't consume soda, whether it's sugar sweetened or artificially sweetened. Don't consume candy, cookies, sweets, processed foods. Those are the contributing factors to people being diagnosed with obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, heart disease, and cancer. What's so amazing to me is the scientists are, this article says that the scientists are just starting to discover links between sugar and heart disease. I'm sorry, those scientists have known about the links between sugar and heart disease. The sugar industry decided very long ago, 1967, as a matter of fact, to adopt kind of the aggressive tactics associated with big tobacco, what tobacco had a number of years ago, the 50s and 60s, it had doctors saying, oh, tobacco is good for you, smoking a cigarette is health supporting. And so now we have memos that were uncovered last year in September. They show an industry group, a sugar industry group, paid three Harvard nutritionists $6,500. What a paltry sum to have misled hundreds of thousands, literally millions of people down this garden path that unfortunately led them ultimately to develop a variety of different illnesses. Now, it isn't so clear-cut as it was with tobacco, but they paid them, these Harvard nutritionists, to divert the blame. So in a 1967 New England Journal of Medicine article, the nutritionists discounted the evidence against sugar and concluded there was no doubt the best way to prevent heart disease was to reduce cholesterol and saturated fat. And this is courtesy of the sugar industry. So what do we need to be paying attention to? What food choices you're making. So the sugar is everywhere. The average American adult has 22 teaspoons of sugar a day. Now hold on to your seats because the average child has 32 teaspoons of sugar. So World Health Organization recommendations would be just 6 teaspoons a day, and that would include the sugars that you're going to naturally find in fruits and vegetables. And so what I find in my counseling is I have to tell people you really do need to stop taking fruit, that in order to reverse the health issue that you're currently dealing with, whether it is obesity, whether it is brain fog, whether it's fatigue, whether it's blood sugar issues, you really need to stop eating the fruit. And why do I make such a dramatically negative statement? Fruit's good for you. Fruit's natural, right? Well, the kinds of fruits that we are consuming here in the United States have been very much grown to enhance their sugar content. And with that sugar content, it's much higher than some fruits that you're going to find from around the world. So eating your fruits and vegetables, as very often you're suggested to do, I kind of take a very big step back from that and say, eat your vegetables and put the fruit on hold until your health issue kind of subsides.
Are you saying that organic fruits are just as bad as conventional fruits, Janet?
I'm saying that sugar in fruit is just as bad as the white sugar you might consume putting on, let's say, putting on your cereal. I'm saying it's just as bad as the sugar in the soda that you might be drinking. So I'm not talking about organic or commercial. I'm just talking about sugar content.
All right, and that would be for people who have to avoid sugar.
No, I'm talking about everybody. 32 teaspoons of sugar is the average sugar consumption for a kid in the United States. That's heartbreaking.
No question about it, but I think a lot of that is because of fast food.
True. Okay. I happened to be in someone's house the other day, and their pantry door was open, and I saw Fruit Loops, sugar frosted flakes,
right,
and a variety of different breakfast cereals brought to you by Kellogg's and General Mills that obviously had huge amounts of sugar per serving. So that's what our kids are starting off with. And then they have a breakfast like that, they go to school and they can't sit still. Hey, if you had a breakfast like that, you wouldn't be able to sit still either.
Well, no question that sugar boosts the energy level of anybody.
But the sugar industry did a study, I'm going to say about 20 years ago, and in that study, the conclusion of the study was doctors observing children after a high sugar meal said that sugar had nothing to do with the energy and level of activity of the children fed that high sugar meal.
Maybe they weren't watching the children.
Maybe they were in another room. It's interesting because I said, well, maybe those doctors have never sat with a group of mothers with their 3, 4, 5-year-old children after giving those kids candy.
Well, one thing I would like to clarify for the benefit of myself and the listeners. So if someone is in good health, and they're not faced with any major degenerative issues in their body, you're saying that fresh fruit may be a harm to them if they consume too much. Is that...
I think you're putting words in my mouth, Al.
Well,
the thing is, I'm talking about people who come to me and I'm doing nutrition counseling with them, and they obviously have some sort of issue. It could be blood pressure. It could be obesity. It could be brain fog. It could be a lack of proper uninterrupted sleep, a whole host of health issues that people come to speak to me about. And in my opinion, when we review their diet, the issue may very well come back to sugar. It's interesting because people come to me all the time. They say they fall asleep, but they're not able to stay asleep, that they startle awake. What's something happening to people when they startle awake? Their blood sugar is dropping. And you say, okay, well, if their blood sugar is dropping, then they need to have sugar. No, their blood sugar is very unstable, and what they need would be high-quality fats and proteins to stabilize their blood sugar. So once you stabilize your blood sugar, they're not going to startle awake.
And I do hear that music.
I hear that music, too. And that means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman. And we'll be back with lots more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service. Great prices. Save a lot.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Hi, this is Sally. I work in customer service at Save a Lot. And my job is to make sure all of our customers are always happy and find everything they need.
I think you do a fabulous job because you do it with a smile on your face and energy in your step. So, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you're new on the team. And tell our listeners what it takes to keep Save-A-Lot Nutrition customers happy.
Oh, make sure that you have all the information you need. You know where everything's at. You can direct them in the direction they need to go to find what they're looking for.
Thanks so much for sharing with us, Sally. And I'm sure our customers will be thrilled to come in and meet you in person.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And while we were on the break, Janet and I were just kicking around the issue of sugar again. And Janet has some very strong feelings about people not using sugar as it compares to vegetables.
And the phrase is eat your fruits and vegetables, and I say that's a misleading phrase, and it most likely came about because of the sugar industry.
Well, the interesting point you brought up, that issue that took place in 1967 is
amazing.
50 years ago.
Amazing.
50 years ago. And a lot of people listening to the show weren't even born then.
True. And you think about all of the people that I see in here day after day after day who are so worried about their cholesterol.
And again, it's because they've been brainwashed.
Absolutely.
They've been led to believe by our pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession.
Our medical community.
Yeah, but they've been brainwashed by the pharmaceutical companies.
Okay, but these are the most intelligent people in our society. Those are the people who make it into medical school, right? And don't they get a little confused when they see people deteriorating and deteriorating and deteriorating on the cholesterol-lowering drugs, and they're not preventing heart disease by going on a low-fat diet and avoiding eggs, but they still eat the ice cream?
Well, I guess it's going to be a difficult situation to change people's beliefs and minds. However, they still come in to see you. They seek the expression that you have to give to them as to how they can better their lives,
right,
and how they can overcome some of the health conditions that they're faced with. So it comes down to either do it or don't do it.
Well, once you stabilize your health situation, certainly a little bit of fruit, not a bad idea, because there are a variety of different fruits that are going to be providing a number of different nutrients that are very supportive and high quality and good for you. But people have a big fruit salad, or they have a very large serving of fruit as a dessert, and they think that they are making a better choice. And it is a slightly better choice than, say, having a slice of cake or pie or ice cream or something like that. However, it's still high sugar. And if sugar sensitivity is related to the health issues that they're dealing with, then, you know, they're they are unfortunately going down this misguided path.
So people still have to go about their shopping experience in a supermarket, whether it be a conventional supermarket or an organic supermarket, and pick out those products that do not contain added sugars. Is that basically it?
You want to stay away from processed. So here's some information. Whole wheat bread can have a teaspoon of sugar per slice. Okay, people are certainly not thinking that their whole wheat bread is going to contain sugar.
Now, just to clarify, a teaspoon is about 5 grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the, you mentioned 22 grams a day.
Right.
That the average person eats.
Right.
So they've already consumed 25% of their sugar intake in one slice of bread.
Okay. The thing is, do you know how many people are not necessarily just going to have one slice of bread?
Exactly.
You know, they might have one or two slices of bread, toast with breakfast. They might have a sandwich at lunchtime, mm-hmm. maybe a dinner roll with their dinner, maybe a muffin or something like that as a snack. So you can see how, unfortunately, it adds up quickly. Then they they talk about Heinz ketchup is 22% sugar, but we knew that.
Right.
You know, okay, the ketchup has twice as much sugar as a Coca-Cola. So I tell people all the time, like a 10-ounce can or 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola or any of those sodas, those are going to have about 10 teaspoons of sugar. And I say, when you're having a glass of iced tea, you would never put 10 teaspoons of sugar
Wouldn't
into
think about
that
it.
glass of iced tea. So we have to pay attention. And unfortunately, that little bit of sugar kind of sets up our brain chemistry to want more. And they go on to talk about they addicted rats to cocaine. Then they offered the rats cocaine or sugar. And the rats very quickly made the transition from the cocaine to the sugar. And they became addicted to the sugar. So unfortunately, our population is kind of in that situation. So I talk about the importance of this with regard to our brain chemistry. I talked about hyperactivity in kids. Well, how many people are on antidepressant medication? How many adults are on attention deficit medication? So our brains work on glucose and oxygen. And so you think, okay, well, it works on glucose and oxygen. I need more glucose. Make my brain work better. No, I need a very stable blood sugar level in order to have my brain work correctly. I don't want to overstimulate my brain. That is comes with a whole host of mm-hmm. Problems. I don't want to deprive my brain. That comes with a whole host of problems. What I want is stability. What's one of the ways to get the stability? Vegetables, nuts and seeds, those kinds of foods. Very, very helpful.
Well, those are all very good points, Janet, and we're still back to the issue of people changing their habits, and that seems the biggest problem that people have to overcome.
And where I go with that is I tell them, we're going to start with one aspect of your diet. So maybe we're going to start with your snacks. Maybe we're going to start with your drinks. I will never forget being at lunch with someone, and you know how there are the yellow, blue, and pink artificial sweeteners in that little container on the table when you're out at a restaurant? Well, the person took two of each. Yes, blue, pink, and yellow, two of them, opened them all up and put them in a glass of iced tea. And I'm sure my unfortunately glass face showed my shock that somebody would do this, but I... As a nutritionist out in the world, I kept my mouth shut. Okay, so we swamp our sugar, our bodies with sugar. Sugar hijacks the brain by triggering the reward system, pushing the body to ask for more and more. More addictive than recreational drugs, and that's according to a cardiovascular research scientist. And so essentially, unfortunately, are addicted to sugar.
Well, when you brought up the soda issue,
yeah,
I think that's probably the most common misconception people have. And I have it in two different avenues to explore. One is the regular canned soda, which has Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or Mountain Dew or any one of a number of different brands. They all contain, as you pointed out, somewhere around 12 teaspoons of sugar. So you're looking at between 50 and 60 grams in a 12-ounce can of soda. And you pointed out that the average person consumes 22 grams of sugar per day.
22 teaspoons of sugar a day. And
so that's 110 grams. All right. So a can of soda would conceivably have almost one half of the daily allotment of sugar. Is that correct? So we're back to the issue now of people finding ways to overcome how to stop drinking soda. And it's not by putting in artificial ingredients.
No, I have lots of suggestions. And what I do is negotiate with the people to find a pathway that's appropriate for that individual. So a variety of different ways to wean yourself off an addiction, either to sugar or an artificial sweetener.
Well, I think they're both bad.
Oh, no question.
And which one is worse remains to be seen.
I read a very interesting little blurb about the yellow packet, Splenda. Okay, so Splenda is three molecules of chlorine. Mm-hmm. Who would willingly put chlorine in their mouths? And that chlorine is bound to one molecule of sucrose. And it was interesting because it was originally being developed as a pesticide. And I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about that. And how is that? Okay, well, the chlorine is going to kill the pest, and the sugar is going to attract the pest to the chlorine. So I understood, okay, the thought process behind using that combination as a pesticide. And the information came down by phone to the researcher, the technician, and the voicemail said, test it. And the technician misheard and heard, taste it. And he tasted it. And it was so sweet, and so now we have Splenda, brought to us by a pharmaceutical company. Do you think the pharmaceutical company might have some agenda not necessarily associated with maintaining good health?
Well, again, we're back to a conspiracy theory, which is a part of the world we live in today with pharmaceuticals, the medical profession, and big business.
Conspiracy would mean that it's hidden. It's right out there for us to see.
That may be true, but it's not brought to the public's attention that way. It's brought to them in a positive manner that it is good for them, that it is not negative for them.
Right, because we've paid off our scientists.
Right, exactly right.
Oh, the unfortunate situation. And so how do you stay healthy? Well, you listen to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour and get some really high quality information on how to stay well, how to make the best choices with regard to supplements as well as good foods. And this is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about the issue of sugar. One bright spot I'd like to bring to everybody's attention, which I started the show with, and that's the variety of products that we're offering to the consumers that shop at Save-A-Lot at outstanding everyday low prices, plus some allowances we've gotten from different companies to make it more affordable by offering these particular lines of product at 50% off our everyday low price. And I'm just going to review them so that people have an idea as to what they can look for when they come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7. We are located at the south end of the shopping center, the PennDOT Shopping Center, which has the PennDOT Supermarket on the north end, and we are on the south end. The following lines are at 50% off our everyday low price. So it's a double savings. The Adora Therapy, which is a line of spray essential oils, a Vitamir line of supplements, the Super Nutrition line of supplements, the Natrol line of supplements, the Gensutic Herbs, which is part of the company from Nature's Answer, the Envision Silver 100 comes in either drops or a spray, the Renew Life probiotics, which are refrigerated, and we'll be more than happy to give you an ice pack when you purchase one so you can take it home in a safe manner and keep it cool all the way till you get there. The Body Verde line of facial care, which is an outstanding line of products that I think most women would really enjoy using. And the same applies to the Jeffrey James line of personal care. And one of the best values that I think you could find anywhere, and Janet had pointed out one of the benefits of the one item in this particular line, that's the Bass Brushes. And these are all at 50% off our everyday low price. So it's a good time to stock up. And something you may want to consider, there may be people that are having birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations, that you may want to pick up a gift for them. And this would be a great way to introduce them to the line of popular, national, everyday supplements that people can use in a great manner, in a great way, and help improve their health. Janet is here today from 11 to 2. So if you have any questions about anything we've been discussing this morning, please feel free to stop in and see Janet. And I know you'll be taste testing the cookies and bars today.
I will have some cookies, taste testing those cookies. And those cookies are high fiber, low sugar, very good tasting, meant to balance blood sugar chemistry, reduce your cravings and reduce your hunger, teach people to eat smaller meals, and in that way they enhance leptin, which is the satiety hormone, and reduce ghrelin, which is the hunger hormone.
Uh-huh. Which I guess drive people to have sugar.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
We only have a few minutes left, Janet, to finish up the issue of sugar. And are there other suggestions? I know you like to coach people, and as you pointed out, you give them an opportunity to discuss with you or negotiate with you
right. What
they would like to give up
right. In
place of sugar. And we pointed out that you said the average person consumes 22 teaspoons.
Yeah.
which is 110 grams of sugar on a daily basis.
Right.
A child, and you talk about from 2 to 5 years, 8 years old, consuming 32
teaspoons of sugar.
So you're talking about 160 grams of sugar, which is equivalent to 3 cans of soda.
5 times the amount of sugar that's recommended by the World Health Organization with regard to good health. And so I'm thinking about all those people putting together Easter baskets for their kids this
Which is coming up Sunday, right?
And let's say I'm going to redeem myself with regard to the fruit statement that I made. A better choice would be to mix in some berries, mix in some grapes, mix in some cherries, mix in some fresh fruit with those candies, and to introduce the kids to fruit as a treat rather than candy. It's very interesting because I once had a child staying at my house, probably maybe 10, 11 years old, had never had a strawberry, didn't know what they were.
Wow.
Yeah, so unfortunately, so many kids just don't have their diets very broad. They're very narrow, and unfortunately, the kids then say, well, oh, I don't like that, and they've never
tried
had it.
Right. And I think it also enables them to grow up being negative about the foods that may be good for them. So when they get to be teenagers and then they're college years, they're not exposed to eating good food that they should be eating and staying away from the sugar-laden foods, which are in abundance no matter where you are. And that's a key point, that they are in abundance no matter where you turn around. Every corner has a fast food restaurant. You can't miss a fast food restaurant. And most people attempted to stop, get that quick meal, even though it may not be good for them, they still want to do it.
So we're talking about sugar being a villain. The fast food, people are not necessarily thinking that the fast food is a villain in their daily routines. But the amount of sugar in, let's say, the bun of a hamburger, or the amount of sugar, unfortunately, in a milkshake or a soda. And you think about the very special kids' meals that also come with a cookie or some other sweet after the meal. I mean, it's a problem.
Do you remember, I don't know how many years ago, I know we discussed this, where we were able to take different restaurants. And I know one specifically we spoke about was a Cheesecake Factory. And we looked at the calorie content and the sugar content on a piece of their cheesecake. And I think one was a cheesecake, one was a strawberry shortcake, and one was a chocolate cake. And I couldn't believe the amount of sugar that was laden in this particular piece of cake.
And the dessert there, those desserts, the supersize me kind of mentality, because they're huge, and I can't imagine that one individual would consume that entire dessert, but the calorie content is between 1,100 and 1,300 calories for one of those desserts that you mentioned.
I remember seeing them as high as 2,000.
Wow, okay.
if memories, it was either strawberry shortcake or cheesecake. And the sugar content was well over 200 grams in that piece of cake. And there was no way that one person can consume that much. But it would be interesting if there was some way or some method that every single restaurant was able to give their patrons a listing of the nutritional information on what they were serving.
The state of New York, I'm not sure whether it's the state of New York or just New York City, but New York City has required that restaurants list the calorie content, the fat content, and the sugar content of the different offerings. So I remember being in LaGuardia Airport and at all of those fast food restaurants, you see the calorie content and the fat content, and it just makes you make the decision that, oh, I can't possibly order that. It's got 2,000 calories, and that's enough calories for my entire day, and I'm going to have it with just one meal. So very interesting that, New York City has done that. And then in the 2016 election, there were three California cities that passed ballot measures imposing taxes on sugary sodas. That's something that Dr. Slavin was talking about years and years ago. Let's tax those things that have a detrimental impact on people's health, because we as a society all have to contribute to the health care of people who are not making good choices.
There's no question about it. That's part of our tax structure today. And whether you're buying health insurance or whether you're paying income taxes, no matter what taxes you're paying, part of that is going toward subsidizing people who are not in good health.
Right.
And the reason not in good health is because of what they're putting into their bodies, which is all the more reason why they should come see you, Janet. And you are here today, right after the radio show, from 11 to 2.
Yes.
Tomorrow you're off, but you'll be back on Thursday from 4 to 7.
Okay. Wednesday I'm not here. Thursday I'm here from 11 to 2.
11 to 2. Okay.
Friday 4 to 7. Saturday
1 to 5. Well, we look forward to that. And we look forward to those people coming in to see you and taking advantage of these great 50% off specials that we are running throughout the entire store at Save-A-Lot here at 3105 North State Road 7.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be here from 11 to 2 to answer your questions about supplements and food choices. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.